It doesn't matter how many tournaments you've won or lost. Doesn't matter how long you've waited for this very moment. Doesn't matter how hard and how painfully you've endured the criticism and abuse from the media, the fans, and his peers, even his fellow competitors. It really doesn't matter how many regretful, mind-numbing shots of complete failure that led to his agonizing defeat. It doesn't matter how many restless nights anticipating the win the next day, but eventually leading up to the final holes of the final round and just blowing it all. It doesn't matter how bad you want it. It doesn't matter how, even at one point, just losing hope of it all. Nothing prepares you for the moment. The very moment you've been dreaming about your entire life comes to a 3-foot putt and you drain it for the win in front of the world. Not just the win, but the win for the Masters. And not just the Masters, but for the career Grand Slam win, which only 5 others have accomplished in the history of this earth, which you've been longing for the last 11 years of your life. It all started when Rory McIlroy's parents captured the moment on home video as a 3-year-old just practicing his swing in the living room of his family home. Have you guys seen it? It's pretty adorable. At the age of 9, Rory appeared on TV chipping golf balls into a washing machine. His passion for the game was nurtured by his dad, Jerry, who I heard would bring him to the course in his stroller. Recognizing his talent, his parents, Jerry and Rosie, took second jobs to fund their son's career. Well, guess what? It paid off. Rory, at age 22, became the world's number one golfer, and age 25 has won 4 major championships. So what's the problem? Well, then came the drought. Not just a drought for a few years, but for the next 11 years. And what else compounded the problem? There was this thing called a Grand Slam, which is winning all 4 major championships, the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. At this point, he's won almost all of them. Even won the PGA Championship twice. He just hasn't won the most significant, the greatest, the most desirable one of all the majors, the Masters. Only 5 golfers in the history of the world have accomplished this. He would be the 6th. If only he can freaking win one. Come on, Rory. It's been 11 years. Not only that, let me give you a quick timeline. Starting 2011, when he was 21, which came the most famous of Rory's heartbreaks at Augusta National, he was leading by 3 shots, making the turn in the final round. Then the disaster struck. McIlroy pulled his shot left into the cabins that were hidden left on the 10th tee, and he found the ball, but he couldn't recover, making a triple bogey. Then that was it for him. And then 2014, it was his top 10 finish, but he couldn't get it done. 2015, he finished 4th. 2016, started strong in the lead group on Saturday, but blew the lead in windy condition, finishing 10th. Now, 2018, leading the tournament going into the final round, then blowing his lead, ending up 6 back from the leader. Right, 2022, he made the run and even shot his best career round, but still came short by 3 strokes of Scottie Scheffler. However, this final round in 2022 gave hope to his pursuit for the Masters win. This began his rebuilding of his confidence. Then, in 2023 came the momentum that didn't happen. He missed the cut completely. And in complete defeat, he even withdrew from the following tournament. Then came 2025. Is this the year? Well, if you watched it, you got to witness another heartbreak as he was leading the final round by 2 strokes. His competitor, Justin Rose, a 44-year-old, finishes his round at minus 11. Rory's at minus 12 going into the last hole. He's 1 stroke ahead. He hits an ideal drive and has a short wedge to the hole. All he needed to do was get it on the green and 2-putt for victory. But in his Rory's fashion, we all gasped as he put it into the greenside bunker. But hey, not to worry. He's a master craftsman from the bunker. He'll put it close and get up and down for par. But guess what? He hit it pretty clean out of the bunker, leaving it about 5 foot short. Will he make the 5-footer for victory? No, he pulls it left, forces a playoff with Justin Rose. This could be yet another soul-piercing loss. But we still have hope. He has to win the sudden death playoff. Now, playing the 18th hole again, their first playoff hole, Justin Rose knocks his second shot close, about 15 feet from the hole. A simple birdie distance. Now it's Rory's turn. He has a similar shot that he has faced previously on the 18th, which he erred into the bunker, which also is a very vivid memory that he cannot wash away, is staring him down in his face. He's ready to hit the almost exact same shot into the exact same pin position. With the Masters and the history of the Grand Slam, the critics, the fans, and his peers, his own inner core of his identity weighing on the line, he takes a swing. And you won't believe what happens next. Hey, this is Hanju Lee, and you're listening to Better Golf Academy. I'm here to share the best secrets of improving your score without boring you with all the mechanical swing tips. It's all about strategy and your mental game. So are you ready? All right, let's go. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Better Golf Academy Podcast. I am your host, Hanju Lee. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you had an amazing weekend. We had a birthday celebration for our friend Linda Sunday afternoon. So all of us got together for lunch at our friend Jonathan's house. And what? Who turned on the TV? And what? What's playing? The Masters? Well, it's history in the making. We better all watch it together. I usually record all the final rounds and watch by myself at home on Sunday nights. But in order to do that, I have to avoid all social media and text throughout the day. And for this Masters Sunday, it was almost impossible. So I decided to watch it live. So when we got to Jonathan's house, I already knew what was going on. DeChambeau started out hot. Rory started out with a double bogey and things weren't looking so good for him. But wow, how the script between these two changed as DeChambeau just faded away from the leaderboard and Rory kept pushing on. So, all right, let's finish the story. So Rory is getting ready to hit his second shot to the 18th green on his first playoff hole against Justin Rose, who has already placed his shot 15 feet from the hole. And Justin Rose is smiling as he's walking down the fairway, feeling pretty confident. Because now, mind you, Justin Rose has been putting lights out. In fact, he just made a 20-foot putt on that same hole not that long ago to secure his 11-under par, which ended up tying the tournament with Rory. So what's a 15-foot putt? Piece of cake. Knowing this and carrying the burdens of the world on his shoulders. Rory sets up his second shot, his wedge shot, takes a deep breath, takes a smooth swing back, and crafts the most incredible, history-defining, the most magnificent shot of his lifetime. The ball lands and rolls 3 feet from the hole. But it's not over yet. Justin Rose can make his 15-footer, which could force another playoff hole, assuming that Rory will make his 3-footer. But you just never know. Nobody knows at this point. Anything could still happen at this point. So Justin, without any doubt in his mind, makes his beautiful strokes. As the ball is rolling towards the hole, no one is breathing, anticipating a loud roar of excitement. All you heard was a low sigh. Oh, a murmur of disappointment. He missed it right. Then people start screaming, "Rory, Rory, you got this. A 3-foot putt to history." Justin Rose taps it in to get out of the way for Rory and for Rory to have his moment. Can he do it? The silence, then the putt, then the roar. He has won. He has finally done it. And I personally didn't expect what was about to happen next. Rory's complete collapse on his knees, his face and his arms planted on the ground, convulsing in complete exhaustion, joy and relief, tears coming down his face. He stayed in that posture as we all felt the pure, raw emotion of what this meant for him. Wow. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I teared up. I was not like bawling, crying, but a little tear to the point where I had to wipe it, okay? And I wasn't the only one, right, Jonathan? I have you a video, which my wife secretly took. And I want you guys to hear this real quick. It's Rory's post-interview, and I want you to hear this.
I go back to watching this tournament on, you know, the weekend with my father when I was 7 and 8 years old, watching Tiger Woods do what he did in 1997. That was my inspiration to try to become what I am today. And to think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
I love that he talks about his childhood dream and what inspired him to become who he is today. Now, I want you to listen to this as he gets emotional about his caddy and his friend Harry and tribute his win to getting it done together.
Yeah, I've known Harry since I was 7 years old. I met him on the putting green at Hollywood Golf Club. We've had so many good times together. You know, he's been like a big brother to me the whole way through my life. And to be able to share this with him after all the close calls that we've had, all the crap that he's had to take from people that don't know anything about the game. This one is, you know, just as much his as it is mine. He's a massive part of what I do, and I couldn't think of anyone better to share it with than him.
And finally, I want you to listen to this as he inspires and passes the torch onto the next generation, to his daughter.
And last but certainly not least, over to my left, my family, my team. They've been on this journey with me the whole way through. They know the burden that I've carried to, you know, come here every year and try again. And the one thing I would say to my daughter Poppy that's sitting over there, never give up on your dreams. Never, ever give up on your dreams.
Keep coming back. Keep working hard. And if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. I love you.
Now, what we witnessed this past Sunday wasn't just a golf tournament. It was a culmination of lifetime of dreams, sacrifices, heartbreaks. Oh, the heartbreaks and perseverance. Oh, the perseverance. From that three-year-old boy swinging his living room to a champion completing the career Grand Slam, a feat only five other golfers in history have accomplished. You know what struck me the most about this victory? It wasn't just the shot making or the dramatic finish. It was seeing all the weight of those 11 years of all the failures, the criticism, and the doubts release from Rory's body as he collapsed to his knees on that 18th green. In that moment, we saw the human behind the athlete. I think there's a lesson here for all of us who played this frustrating yet a beautiful game. Success rarely follows a straight line. There are setbacks, doubts, and moments where the goal just seems impossible. And Rory's journey reminds us that persistence matters. Not blind stubbornness, but the kind of persistence that learns and adapts with each attempt. There's a quote that one of the reporters said before the question they asked Rory. She said, "No extraordinary achievement comes without extraordinary obstacles. Achievement isn't about just reaching the goal. It's about growing through the process of pursuing it." When Rory spoke about his daughter in the interview, I think he touched on something very universal. Our pursuit of improvement in the game isn't just about the scorecard. It's about the examples that we set, the characters we build, and the satisfaction that comes from facing challenges head on. So whether your goal is breaking 90, winning your club championship, or just enjoying this game more fully, remember Rory's 11-year journey. Some dreams take time, and that's what makes them worth it. Well, you guys, I hope you really enjoyed this slightly different episode. I just needed to get that out because when I was tearing up, when Rory was tearing up, and then I was tearing up, my friend Amy was very curious as she was watching, observing the room of the guys tearing up. And she said, "No, I want to know. I want to know what made you cry? What made you cry?" Great question. I think we all connect to Rory's emotional outburst on some level. I think we've all had our own versions of Augusta. Maybe our own dreams that kept slipping away, or watching someone finally break through after so many heartbreaks. Maybe it just reminds us that our struggles aren't for nothing, that persistence actually matters, and that we can continue to dream. I think that made me tear up a little bit. Well, I hope you really enjoyed this slight different episode. I really do love that you guys are hanging out with me, and I love that we're building this Better Golf Academy community together. I really appreciate you so much, and I hope you have an amazing week, and don't give up. Okay? All right. Bye for now.